8 hours and the hydrating and everything. I think that's so important when you're going to play 3-3.
I don't know if we want to get into the. I'm a little nervous about talking about the NCAA tournament here. I know the fans want to talk about
that.
Oh,
we can talk about that next week.
People are just wondering. I guess I'll ask you. I know you're on the committee.
Yeah.
What's your schedule as far as that is related as far as this weekend coming up?
Yeah, and I think I can answer that. So tomorrow we have a conference call, and it's just sort of to go over just assignments as to who works what regional, how things are coming along at the regionals as far as ticket sales, and if there's any issues that we need to bring up. One of the things is if your team is involved and you're a committee member, you have to remove yourself the night of the selections when they start placing teams in different regionals. So 2 years ago when we made the tournament that night, the selection show that they have the basketball the night before the committee gets together and has a conference call, and you start seeding teams and putting them in different regionals, and there's always some controversy, and you have rules where you can't have interleague matchups the first day, unless you have five teams in the right. And so there's some things you have to work through, and there's always going to be some issues with it, but that's how it works, and that's what's going on right now. Is the committee and the NCAA, the head people, they're watching it very closely and keeping track of who's in, who isn't in, the pairwise and everything like that. So we'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow.
The next question for Coach: Saturday, while the Mavericks were skating hard, it did seem that they played just a little bit more chippy. How can we prevent our guys from letting them get into our heads? Does Bowling Green play this same brand of hockey?
Well, they're going to be physical. They're going to be fast. They're going to be intense, and they take after their coach Chris Bergeron, who does an excellent job. And I knew Chris when he was at Miami, and as at Michigan, we had a lot of battles, and they were always a hard-nosed, strong, in-your-face team at Miami, and he's taken that and expanded upon that at Bowling Green to now, playing with some skill and up-tempo, and they'll be good games. They'll be if intense as this weekend, if not more. I don't know if they'll be as physical, but it's going to be a real good hockey game. I mean, two evenly matched teams, and they've done a great job down there, and obviously they're one of, if not the hottest team in college hockey right now, so we'll have our hands full.
Next question is, in looking at other teams, particularly out east, they have played 10 or more less games than us. How is this fair in the pairwise?
Well, it can help you. It can hurt you. As long as you're winning games, that's the main thing. So for us, it's all about, it doesn't matter how many games you play, but you have to win those games. And I think that's an important thing. The number isn't as big as the victories are.
All right, we'll take a break. Be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show right after this on Mix 93 WKMJ.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Do you hear it? For some, the sound is clear. It's that distant awakening warrior call that spurs you on to action. It pushes you to become more than you, your friends, your coach, or family ever imagined. But wait. Is nagging foot pain fading your resolve? Don't surrender. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center hears your warrior call. He's ready to tackle your foot pain head on. Today is not the day for failure. We've got this. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room, instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Metlak, Doctors Fisher, Sarazen, Strong, and Sliss. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. And now in Lorium on 77 3rd Street. Call today for your appointment. 482-3621 Hancock, 337-5049 Lorium.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show. I want to remind people that tickets are available for Saturday night's championship game against the Bowling Green. That game starts at 7:07, and general admission tickets are now for sale. You can call up to the Central Ticket Office and get those. So go to buyhuskiestickets.com. I am told that the suites are completely sold out. The suites for Saturday night's championship game are completely sold out, so that is not an option anymore. There are some reserved seats available. There's a possibility there might be a few that open up later, but a few more that open up later, but there are some reserved seats available. But general admission standing room tickets are available. Let's jam pack the John McKenna Student Ice Arena on Saturday night for that big game against Bowling Green, a team that we played pretty tough down there, Coach, earlier in the season. They have not played up here yet. We beat them 3-1 and 2-1.
2-1, yeah. They're tight games down there, but there's a reason why you work so hard to get that seeding. I think it really helped us this weekend that we got that seed. You could see how important it was to have home ice. So we haven't played them here, but they came up a couple years ago and played us real tough here. So it's going to be a great game, and I just want to say a shout out to Joel Isaacson and the job that he does as far as getting ready for this weekend. And the suites are sold out, and it's tough when your students are on break and a lot of things are going on, but I thought they did a great job promoting and getting people into the games this weekend. So good job by Joel. But we're excited for the weekend. It's going to be one of the biggest weekends in the Copper Country for Michigan Tech hockey since, like I said, I don't know when.
I talked to Mr. Ellis today, and we were chatting about this, yeah. And he mentioned that there have been games at the McGinnis that determined whether or not Tech gets into the tournament, and there have been games where a trophy's been at stake, but never the same game for both. And
right.
So that, to me, that...
In a single game, I don't know. Those might have been series or something like that. So
to me, this is the biggest game for Michigan Tech ever at the McGinnis.
Yeah, and it's just another game as far as the players. And that's one of the things we'll have to do this week with the players, is not let them get too far ahead or too wired, because you want to make sure you have your legs. You can get so nervous and uptight, you go out and you can't even feel your toes when the game starts. So, but they'll be ready. And I think it's just fantastic, and this is the reason why you play, and this is the reason you start the season, and you couldn't ask for anything else. If we went back in September and they said, hey, you know what, we'll give you the opportunity to host the WCHA championship game, you're going to get that. Would you take that right now in a one-game winner-take-all? You'd say absolutely. And the thing about it is you can control your destiny. I mean, there's so many times in life and whatnot that you have no control over what happens. Like the weather today, I want it, sunny and 72. But I have no control over that. But we have a control over our destiny here coming up this weekend. And I think it's fantastic. The players have done a fantastic job and great job earning the right to host this game. And I know they're excited and they'll be ready to go. And the beauty of it is we'll have, our students there. There's the spring break's over and they get to come home and experience this, which I think is fantastic. And it's not just about our team. It's about, the university, the student body. It's about our community and having the opportunity to experience a game like this and to host a game like this. And I know we've had some things in basketball and football. A couple of years ago, we had a playoff NCAA game up here. So I think it's just fantastic that when these events come upon us, that we get a chance to experience them and take it all in.
Only got about 10 seconds, Coach. Really quick, can you comment on Kevin Dufour and Mitchell McLean stopping those guys?
Well, yeah, they're two good players, but they've got Polkamp, they got Bayless, they got Walker, they got Friedman, they got Chris Nell. I mean, they're a good team, and they've earned the right to be here. And like I said, it's going to be one heck of a game, and it's going to be hard fought. It's going to be a tight game, and we'll be ready. I know our guys will be flying, and the building will be packed, and it'll just be a great atmosphere for the WCHA championship game.
Get your ticket, 707. John McKinnis, Student Ice Arena, Saturday night championship game, quite possibly the biggest game for Michigan Tech ever played at the McKinnis. We'll see you there. Good luck, Coach, this week getting the team ready to go.
Well, thanks, Dirk. And I just want to, again, thank all our fans for their support this year. And we got one more game at the MAC. Let's make it a great event.